save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
A very good morning to you, Trevor. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
Good, mate.
How excited are you and the team to have Cotton stay on?
Yeah, I did let out a big woohoo.
Yeah.
when we announced that. But, yeah, to have Bryce for the next 3 years and, you know, really coming into his peak of his career, you couldn't ask for anything more.
Mate, is he the best player you've coached in the NBL?
Well, I got to say Damo, don't I?
Oh, yeah, of course, our very own. I forgot about Damo.
Damo's listening, shaking his head.
Second best?
we'll put it aside to say he's the best import that, without a question. Just his ability, you know, there's so much attention. He's the number one guy the opposition tries to stop every single game, and he proves that week in, week out, and makes his teammates better.
Hey, Trevor, did you say anything about his hair when he got back? Because it's looking big, it's looking buffy. I'm loving it, personally. I like the new look.
He goes through a couple of different looks. He'll go, he'll get the clippers out and bring it back almost bald. Then he'll grow the afro out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So he did cop a little bit of stick about that yesterday.
Trevor, at the end of the season last year, did you think that this was going to be an option for Bryce to leave?
Yeah, look, so much has happened since then. It was crazy, you know, everything with the corona and how the season finished. And then the players had to take a 50% pay cut and, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on in that first 2 or 3 weeks. So I was hoping that the players would have a little bit more time to decide what they wanted to do. Mm. And they were really forced into making a quick decision by the end of April. So this last month has really gave us a little bit of time to get our ducks in a row and really offer Bryce a long-term contract. And, it's fantastic.
Beautiful.
Trev, do you feel as though, I know hindsight's a wonderful thing, do you feel as though the NBL, obviously this season starts much later than the NRL and the AFL, do you feel as though because the AFL and the NRL jumped when the pandemic hit, the NBL may have jumped a bit too quickly and, as you said, sort of forced people's hands too quickly?
Yeah, it was straight after our season. So this is our down period right now. And I know, yeah, ticket sales and sponsorship start to beat up for next year. But I thought that was probably a little bit premature of what's going on because this thing changes weekly, if not daily. So there was a lot of decisions made early and looking out that the conditions could be the same in 8 months' time and things change. So, I would have liked to see them pushed back to July, August before a decision made like that.
So Cotton's back. Another 27-year-old at the club who opted out alongside Cotton at the time was Nick Kay. Any opportunity he's good. Is there any chance that he might be lured back now knowing that Cotton's come back to the club?
Yeah, I did mention that to him. I said it'd be good to go around and try and get third championship in a row. But Bryce and Nick are probably a little bit different. Bryce has got a young family and really get that stability for the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. Nick has a goal of playing in Europe. That's something that he wants to do. We're saying that's great. How about do it next year, not this season? So, look, we've left the decision up to him and we'll support him whatever way he wants to do.
Is there a deadline on that? Do you give him a deadline?
Yeah, for me it was yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
It's just hard to recruit. So, look, we'll give him the time that he needs to make that decision. Obviously, Nick is a key part and a great player. And, you know, he's got the Olympics coming up next year, hopefully. And there's some stuff that he has to get ready for that goal. And we'll support him either way.
So, if deadline was yesterday, Trev, our very own and favourite player in here, Damian Martin, are we going to have a decision from Marto anytime soon?
Yeah, well, that's always been Damo's call. It's just he's out of the boot now and just to see how his surgery goes with his Achilles. And, you know, so that's always been Damo's call to see how his body is and how he's feeling and might see how much real estate he's been selling.
Mate, it's all over his socials. He must be the richest bloke in Perth at the moment. But you'd love to see him back, mate. There's a spot there for him if he's fit and able.
Oh, mate, without a question. Yep. He's just inspirational what he does on the court. It just, you know, that's why he's loved by the Red Army and all across Australia. He just plays the right way as a quality person, and you love to have those guys on your team forever.
Oh. I'm saying three-peat there, The Last Dance. Oh, Damian Martin. Marto, the new Marto. There we go. What do you reckon, Trev?
Well, as long as he doesn't come with pink hair like the worm, it'd be all right. Dennis Rodman, he'd be okay. Or jump off to Vegas for a weekend and party.
Yeah. What's our equivalent to Vegas? You let him down like to Bunbury for a weekend or something?
Yeah. Something like that.
Down to Rocco or something, play his team off and come back. But, look, it'd be great to get his the much as the team we can next year and give this thing a real crack.
Good on you, Trev, and good luck. We will certainly be watching and closely following. We appreciate your time this morning. Great news about Bryce Cotton, and good to talk to you as well.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
See you, mate. Trevor Gleeson there, the coach of the Perth Wildcats.
Jeez, my WhatsApp group blew up yesterday.
Did
my
it?
Basketball WhatsApp group, because we're all basketball nuffies.
Yeah.
When Bryce Cotton signs, it went bananas.
Save your toes and pain. On Hit 92.9.